I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
After Yang may be a movie whose time has come. Not only is it about AI and robots, but the director, a chap called Koganada, is American-Korean. This is a time when Korea and Koreans have a higher profile than ever before. From last week's terrific thriller, Escape from Mogadishu, to recent award winners, Minari, Parasite, and the hit TV series, The Squid Game.
It is an interior core problem. I need your permission to break open the core.
Sci-fi films about robots have been around since the silent era, of course, often asking the question, when is a robot so close to human you can't tell the difference? I think of films as diverse as Blade Runner, Alien, I, Robot, and the TV series Humans. But as science fiction gets closer to science fact, the attitudes change, less paranoid perhaps.
Come on, Yang. What are you doing? Come on.
The Yang in After Yang is what they call a cultural android. In the future, when couples like Jake and Kira adopt a little Asian child, it's recommended they purchase a Chinese-programmed robot, or sibling as they prefer, to keep young Mika in touch with her culture.
If we can't get Yang fixed, I'm not going to buy another sibling for Mika.
While Jake and Kira are aware that Yang, Kaka to Mika, is artificial, it's hard not to treat something so human-seeming like a member of the family. And the opening sequence sees all four of the household doing an early morning dance ritual. We cut away to neighbouring families with their house androids, all doing the same thing.
Starting. Reset. Starting.
But technology, even in the future apparently, remains fallible. Yang develops a serious glitch and freezes, it seems, permanently. Jake, played by Colin Farrell, asks around for advice, the problem being that Yang wasn't quite brand new when they bought him.
What happened to Yang?
I don't know. He shut down last night. He won't restart.
Has this happened before?
No.
Did the previous owner put some corrupt data in Yang's memory? That would explain why, in the many conversations Jake had with Yang, the concept of memory came up so often. Did Yang, like so many fictional androids of the past, have a nagging wish to be human? And more to the point, how is Mika going to cope in a suddenly reduced family?
We might have to compete in the family of threes.
I don't want to be a family of three.
Mika.
I want Kaka back.
The performances in After Yang are sweetly judged. It's good to be reminded just how good Colin Farrell is in quiet, uncrowded material like this. He plays the owner of a small tea business. Yes, even in the future, the answer is quite often a nice cup of tea.
Is the taste why you like tea?
It has something to do with it.
Is it why you've given your life to tea?
Given my life to tea? Well, that sounds pretty serious.
Is it not serious?
In his search to find a way to repair Yang, or bring him back to life if you like, Jake finds an earlier owner. Yang was pre-loved several times, it seems. And Ada, Hayley Lou Richardson, dialing back the perky in this film, has a different take on Yang than Jake.
Did Yang want to be human?
That's such a human thing to ask, isn't it?
After Yang is beautiful to look at, but it has to be conceded that there's not a lot of story, and even the characters, while appealing, make very little progress by the end. But Colin Farrell is a past master at working in these limited areas, and he's ably supported by Jodie Turner-Smith, who was so great in her first movie, Queen and Slim, a couple of years ago.
May I be honest with you?
Wait, is not being honest an option for you?
And of course, I should mention Justin H. Min, very convincing in that most thankless of roles, a robot. How far should one show that everything he does has been pre-programmed? How close can artificial intelligence ever come to the real thing?
We've always known that some bots are equipped with spyware. You might not want this bot in your house anymore.
After Yang is a slight film, a sci-fi short story brought to life, but its pleasures are often very human, and these days watching a family attempt to move on from dependence on devices is surely a good thing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.